I'm Andrew Schneider with Sierra Plyma and Emerson Sarver. We're midway through the 2020 shortened summer season here on KRLS. And ladies, I had a chance to talk to you before the season, and here we are 2 weeks later. Sierra, I'll start with you. What's your initial thought about how the first weeks of the season have gone?
They've gone really well. I've seen a lot of improvement in our bats, and especially from like last year. That's something we were kind of lacking last year. So that's gone really well, and I'm impressed with our defense and our hitting and everything. So,
yeah. Emerson, your assessment?
There's always room for improvement, but I think we're doing good. I think we get in our heads more than anything, but I think we definitely have the talent there to go places that we want to go.
Well, we're talking to you after a nice win over Newton on Monday. Sierra, what went well against this team, and what were you able to do to get the win and really take control about midway through the game?
Mm-hmm. I think our defense was pretty solid throughout. We had a couple of errors, but what really got us started was being loud in the dugout. That always helps us. And then putting our hits together. Natalie's home run, that was huge. That got us all pumped up and ready to hit.
Well, and I turned around. I was actually in a commercial break, turned around, saw the home run. Emerson, what does that do for the team? Cheyenne had a couple of big ones last week against Grinnell. How does that really get you fired up, knowing that the offense is better this year and you're capable of that?
It helps a lot. It definitely gets the energy going. It changes the momentum of the game for sure. Like, we definitely get more into it once we know that, like, we have potential and we are finally getting our bats around. It helps.
Well, and Sierra, you've really improved with the bat this year. I know you had a tough year last year trying to figure things out. What has been working for you this year and the things that you've really tried to work on to improve and get on base more?
Just like my focus has improved a lot. I guess like personally, just my mind is not racing as much. So that's been huge. Just taking deep breaths. We've done some meditation stuff during practice, which sounds crazy, but I think it's helped us all so much. Honestly, it's helped me. I know that.
Well, and Emerson, you aren't racking up the hits, but you have been getting a lot of walks, and you have been trying to move things along kind of in that bottom portion of the order. How are you trying to improve and get on base a little bit more to try and get the lineup back to some of those talented bats that can help you keep long innings going?
I definitely wasn't doing great hitting-wise the beginning, like the first couple of weeks, but I've moved in my position. I'm now ninth, and I think it helps a lot. It relieves the pressure off of me, and it feels good, and I want to be able to get on base so that our bigger hitters can get me in.
Well, we're in the midst of a very busy week, and this is your final home week wearing the Eagles uniform. And I'm not trying to get anybody emotional, but obviously a lot at stake with a good Oskaloosa team and then Pella coming to town. What are you hoping to kind of enjoy most about playing on this field and in this environment, especially with all the big crowds that have been coming out here?
I think celebrating the victories with our team and just, like, staying positive together, you know, celebrating when we make a good play or whatever, like, I think the positivity is something I'm going to miss a lot. The big plays, the moments when we're all laughing and smiling and cheering.
What are you going to miss most about this place here at Eagle Lane?
What won't I miss? Right. It's all so awesome. I've never been a part of such a fun team. Like, every year softball is just something I look forward to, and the fact that we actually got to play is pretty awesome. So I'm not looking forward to the end of the season, but I'm excited to see where we can go.
Well, and Sierra, when we think about this team, most of your losses have come against some really elite squads. We're talking top 10, top 5 in class 4A and 5A. And you've been able to beat the teams for the most part that you probably feel like you're capable of beating. As you think about the postseason and trying to get ready for that, how excited are you for you to play 2A competition and really have an opportunity to try and make a push for Fort Dodge?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's really good how, like, we play the bigger schools. I mean, our Coach K says that. A lot of people say that helps us a lot during postseason because we're playing 4A, 5A schools. And this year, we're really sticking with them. We're not getting trampled. So, I mean, decent. I mean, I think our defense is solid, and we can hit off the good pitchers, the fast pitchers and stuff. So,
is that the key then? You think that because you're playing that big competition, it'll get you ready for that 2A when you're quote-unquote back down in 2A?
I think for sure. I think that it helps a lot that we play those bigger schools. If we didn't play them, we wouldn't know what tough competition is, and it's nice to see, like, what we could be looking forward to, like, what is next. So,
awesome. Sierra Plyma and Emerson Sarver joining us here. This is going to air as you're playing Oskaloosa on Wednesday night. I really appreciate it. It's been fun to follow you so far, and hopefully we got a lot of softball yet to play. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.